USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I learned so much about coronavirus.
President Trump's comments says he will continue his coronavirus treatment at the White House after his three-night stay at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. The president continues.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has remained mostly silent regarding President Trump until Monday.
Anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, I think is responsible for what happens to them.
This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/World Sight Day. That's onesight.org/World Sight Day.
USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page will be the moderator for Wednesday's vice presidential debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. The debate, set to take place at the University of Utah, and Vice President Mike Pence telling supporters he's ready for it.
It's on, everybody. I can't wait to take the debate stage against Senator Kamala Harris to draw the contrast between President Trump's America First agenda and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' agenda of higher taxes, open borders, a Green New Deal.
Antivirus entrepreneur John McAfee has been charged with evading taxes after failing to report income he made from promoting cryptocurrencies while he did consulting work and made speaking engagements. McAfee evaded taxes by directing his income to be paid into bank accounts and cryptocurrency exchange accounts in the names of others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Congressman Jim Banks is calling on Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to issue an apology for her comments following President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis, accusing her of victim blaming. Following the announcement on Friday that President Trump had tested positive for COVID-19, Pelosi wished the president a safe recovery, but also noted that he had repeatedly been seen at events without wearing a mask. She said he could have taken additional precautions to avoid contracting the virus. Congressman Banks sending Pelosi a letter. As far as any response, he says,
I haven't heard back from Speaker Pelosi. I don't expect to, but the insinuation here that anyone who gets the coronavirus was irresponsible and that's how they picked it up is something that should be offensive to the thousands of men and women who have tested positive for coronavirus. It should be offensive to their families, especially offensive to the families of those who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus. That's exactly what Speaker Pelosi is saying in this comment. She hates the president so much that she's gone so far to insinuate that anyone who picks up this coronavirus has been irresponsible in the process.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to shut down synagogues in New York City if the Jewish community refuses to follow his coronavirus rules. Cuomo saying to the Orthodox community, if you're not willing to live with these coronavirus rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.